Are you ready to receive the word this morning? Yes. Okay. The title of the message today is Call to Shine. Call to Shine. The text is from Matthew 5. Let's just go, yeah? You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. There's another translation I put up. This is by Message. I love this one. It says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Church, now that I put you there on a hilltop, on the light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. We are called to shine. Our job as the church is to shine. Amen. It brings glory to the Father. Now, what's the point? We are called to shine. Jesus is saying, it's not enough to have this light. It's not enough with this little light of mine. We are called to live it out. We are called to shine. Be a light to people around you that others may see and know and glorify God. In the Gospel of Luke, one day Jesus was questioned by this teacher of the law. He was by this lawyer. And he was trying to test Jesus. And he asked Jesus, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, what does the law of Moses say? What is the Moses' law say and all this? How do you read it? Because you're an expert in the law. The man answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But then he wanted to justify himself and he asked Jesus the next question. He said, so who is my neighbor? Yes, you know this one. Yes, who is my neighbor? And then Jesus tells him a story about the Good Samaritan, a story about a man who was traveling and he got robbed, he got beat up, he got attacked, and he was left half dead at the side of the road. Yeah? And then a priest was traveling down the road. He saw the beat up man, half dead man. He walked on the other side to avoid him. He just left him there. And then a Levite who's an expert of the law is something like the lawyer. That's why Jesus used a Levite. A Levite walked past the man. He saw the half-beaten man. He also walked on the other side of the road, having nothing to do with him. But then a Samaritan was traveling down the same road. He saw the man. Now the Jews and Samaritans don't mix. Right? The Jews are like more atas than them. You are below us. They had this kind of air about them, the Jews and the Samaritans. They looked down on the Samaritans. But the Samaritan saw him, picked him up, bound his wounds, wiped his blood, put him on his donkey, brought him to an inn, paid for all his expenses, told the innkeeper, if there are any more expenses, charge it to me. If this guy orders room service, I'll pay for it. In the morning, he goes for the hotel buffet breakfast, I'll pay for it. Everything that this guy wants, let me take care of him. So Jesus goes back to he asks the lawyer, so who is the neighbor in this story? Who's the neighbor? He says, the Samaritan. He says, correct. And Jesus says, go and do likewise. So church, our role is to go and do likewise. Simple, right? Yes, we are meant to be like the Good Samaritan. That is shining our light in the world. That's what it means to shine. When you show kindness to a stranger, when you be generous when you can, when you go the extra mile out of your comfort zone to serve somebody else, to be a good neighbor, so to speak, to somebody else, that is shining the light in this world. Amen. Amen. We are not people who will turn a blind eye. Somebody in need, we walk on the other side of the road. We are called to shine. We are different. When we show mercy, we show kindness, we show love in this hard world, this cold world, we are shining for Jesus. Amen. It's so easy to be a critic these days. Everybody has an opinion. You get online, maybe a keyboard warrior, criticize this person, criticize that leader, criticize this politician, just create a fake account. Everybody is a critic. It's so easy to be a critic. Why don't we be encouragers? Why don't we lift people up like how Jesus lifts people up? Why don't we forgive like how Jesus forgave us? Amen. That is shining your light. Because when you shine, we are displaying to the world, hey, we are different. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. Very quiet. Never mind. We'll get there slowly. Another thing. Next point. Shine when it's difficult. Shine when it's difficult. It's easy to shine in the daytime. It's easy to shine under the lights. Very simple. You can just blend in along with everybody else. But shine when it's difficult. In Daniel 1:3, actually, it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know this story? Three young boys. The background is three young boys who were taken as captives from Judah. Goes into this whole Babylonian system under King Nebuchadnezzar. So they are fugitives, they are refugees. They go there, train under the Babylonian culture to understand their culture, to talk like them, think like them, to be leaders in their community. It was a political thing. Now these boys, they were only 13 years old, 14, 15, 16, young boys. Taken away from their parents, goes over there and serves the king, works under the king. And God gave them wisdom and understanding in all kinds of writing and literature. The boys there became 10 times better than all the wise men, all the magicians, all the king's great people. All right. Now, one day, King Nebuchadnezzar, he made this huge golden statue and he made a decree. Everyone, when the music plays, everybody needs to bow down and worship this giant idol. Okay, this big statue. You had to do it or you will die. Now, these three boys, strong in the Lord, they did not. They refused. King Nebuchadnezzar calls them up. Come here. He was very angry at them. I heard you refuse to bow down. This is the culture. This is the law everybody needs to do. You must bow down. And these three guys were so strong in their faith. Remember, I told you, they were 13 years old, 16 years old, 15 years old, young men. They stood so firm. They said, oh, king, we do not need to give you an answer. Because the king said, I'm giving you one last chance. Today, this is your last chance. The music is going to play now. You are going to bow down. They said, no need for the music to play. We are telling you straightforward. Even if we are thrown in the fire, our God whom we serve is able to save us. Even if he does not save us, we will still not bow down. They said this. They stuck to their guns. They shine even when it's difficult. We will not serve your gods or worship the object of gold that you have set up, even if we die today. Young boy, so strong in the Lord. No church, no Bible, no pastor, no cell group. Yet they were still so strong in the Lord, making right decisions. Amen. When I was 13, 14, 15, that age, I made a lot of bad decisions. Not even that age. Now also I'm still making bad decisions. Instead of fasting and praying on Friday, I went for banana leaf with Ravi and Sam. Thank you for praying for me. So we are living in a Babylonian system now where the world is forcing you to conform, change, accept this. Are you going to bow down to that statue, so to speak? Or are we able to stand firm and shine the light when the darkness is so great? Church, it is time to shine. Amen. It's time to shine. The king got so mad at them, he made the fire 7 times hotter. Tied them up, threw them in the fire. And then, we know the story, there was a 4th man in the fire. You look at the picture, there's 4 guys. I didn't know 13 years old got so heavy beard, but never mind, that's the picture I chose. They were in the fire, and we know the story, how they come out, right? And Nebuchadnezzar gives praise to God. He says, your God is the real God, is the true God. And these 3 young boys got promoted. They got increased. In whatever position they had, king gave them even a higher position, gave them more authority, gave them more power in the land. which goes to say, if when you go through the fire, when you go through the hard time, I'm going to stand in what I believe in, stand for the Lord. God brings you out of the fire and He gives you increase. He does not put you in the fire just for fun. Amen. When you come out, there's promotion, there is increase. We are called to shine. Don't compromise, especially in these days. Everybody's doing it, I so just do lah. Never mind, for God will forgive me. No, we stand firm. We are not everybody else. Amen. How many of you watched the Olympics opening ceremony? Nobody. You watched news about the ceremony. It was all over the thing. Yeah, I saw the news. And they were mocking Jesus. They had a blue Smurf guy. And then they said, no, actually, that guy is actually the god of wine. He's not making fun of Jesus and all this thing. Whatever it is, they took responsibility. They made an apology. Because the church did not keep quiet. The church spoke out. The church said, this is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. We will not stand for this. The more darkness there is, the more church needs to rise up. The church did not keep quiet. Amen. And I saw some videos of online about the athletes in Paris, Christian believers at their hostel. They had a piano. Some of you saw that one? They go there and they start singing, what a beautiful name it is. People from different countries, they're all singing and worshiping the living God, worshiping Jesus. That is shining. They didn't have to do a revival session or what, or go and fast and pray now. They all against. No, they just shine for the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Worship the Lord. And this German athlete, I'm going to try to pronounce her name, Yemisi Ogunleye. She won the gold medal in the women's short put. And she went viral. She went viral because of a press conference that she did. The guy asked her, I heard you're in the choir. Was there any song in your mind when you won the gold? And she starts singing this song. Can you play the video?
I almost let go. I was quite at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. He held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. Oh, He kept me. God kept me. God's mercies kept me, so I wouldn't let go. That was the song that I was just singing up and down.
Amen. Amazing, isn't it? What a testimony. That is shining for God. No revival broke out suddenly. Holy Spirit suddenly fell in the place as she was singing. Nothing happened. What she was doing was, she was just shining for the Lord. God kept me. I was at the edge of the breakthrough. I did not see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus really helped me. That was the song about. What is this? She's giving hope to the world. When you shine, we are bringing hope to this dark world. When you shine, we are bringing peace. You're bringing just a ray of hope to someone. Doesn't matter if they accept Christ on the day. Doesn't matter if they, whoa, after this I follow Jesus. It's okay. Our job is to shine. Which brings me to the third point. Be a lighthouse. Be a lighthouse. We had the pleasure of visiting Perth, Australia a few months back. And we drove down the coastal roads and visited this lighthouse. This lighthouse has been there since 1903, okay? And we got to see how the families used to live, some artifacts of this really old place, try to understand what the lighthouse is and what does it do. Now you see, a lighthouse purpose is the same everywhere, whether it's in Australia, whether it's in Port Dickson, whether it's in Africa, the lighthouse has one purpose, to warn ships of danger, to guide them safely on their way. Because sometimes ships comes in, there's a lot of rocks, it's dangerous. They don't know where is the bay, where is the place to turn in, how to get in and how to go out. They see the lighthouse. So we are called to be lighthouses to the world, so to speak. Lighthouses that shines for Jesus. So when people see your light, they don't crash. Our job is to warn them. This is the way, walk in it. This is, you go the other way, you're going to get crashed. If you show them, this is the way you go, you keep going in your bitterness, it's going to end badly. If you don't deal with your pride, it's going to get you. If you don't deal with that lust, you are going to get in trouble. Before you shipwreck, change your path. That is the job of the lighthouse. You see, the enemy's job, the devil's job is very simple. Keep the light away from you. Just hide the lighthouses away from you so that you will be lost. So that the fog is so thick and you cannot see. And you crash. Your eyes become blurry and you cannot see the haze, through the haze. You cannot even hear the word of God anymore. It's like falling on deaf ears when the enemy removes the lighthouse from you. So today, the Bible says today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Amen. He gives us time to repent, to change course, to get back to where we're supposed to go. Now, back in the day, like where the lighthouse was, and I said we can see how their families used to live. Those days, the families that took care of the lighthouse, it was a full-time job. Full-time job. That means their children were homeschooled. They grow their own vegetables. They had their own farms. They got no holiday. Their job is only one thing. Make sure the lighthouse is working. No off days. That's why they cannot send them to school to come back. No. Their life totally not like us. They live there. They take care of the lighthouse. Because shining His light is a full-time job, church. We don't just shine on Sundays. We don't just shine on cell group days. It's a full-time job. Like I said earlier, it's easy to shine when the sun is shining, when it's in the daytime. But when the night comes, that is where your job is so important. In the hard seasons, when the pressure is on, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that is where we need to shine all the more. When the world is asking you to conform, that is where we need to shine. And we need to keep the lamp burning. Those lighthouse keepers, they make sure they always got an endless supply of kerosene. Cannot afford for the light to die off. People's lives are at stake. Before the lighthouse was built, they recorded about 12 plus ships shipwreck over there. The waters were very, very dangerous, this particular lighthouse. So the oil must always be there to keep the fire burning. Make sure that we are a working lighthouse. Is our lighthouse in working condition? Do we have enough oil? Is our fire burning to light up that light? Or we're running out of oil? Or the light is not so bright anymore? Maybe you go off course for a season. You go off course for a season. But keep being that lighthouse. Keep coming back to being the lighthouse. Keep the fire burning. Let God work in you. Don't be afraid to shine your light. Don't be afraid to shine your light. Remember, a lighthouse just is there to just warn people. Hey, this is the way. Hey, this is dangerous. It's up to them. They want to take the road or not. Our job is to shine. Amen. Our number one priority as believers is just shine. Can we do that or not? Yes? Amen? In Sunday school, we sang what? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Sometimes you get distracted with life, the trappings of life, the stress, world. So many things you want to do, and we allow these things to come in. We do not even realize that we are diminishing this light. Slowly dampening the light. And little by little, the fire can die. It will die. Sometimes it's compromise. Sometimes we allow unforgiveness to come in. Sometimes we allow pride to come in. Sometimes it's just spiritual fatigue. You know, spiritual fatigue, that means we don't walk with the Lord as diligently as we should. We know we should do it, we just take it easy and we just relax a little bit. We're not as diligent in keeping the fire burning. That is why we need to prioritize building our inner strength. we have to prioritize. Whenever there's a chance to come together to worship, we should worship. Because every time we come together to worship, it's a chance to build your inner man. We have to build our inner man. Every time you get a chance to pray, do it. Build your inner man. When you get a chance to sit together with other believers, take advantage of it. Grow your inner man. We need all the spiritual nourishment we can get. Hello? If you go to the gym, you work out, but you don't eat, finish, so cannot. We need nourishment. How do we get the nourishment? Yes, we walk with God. Yes, we read the Bible. But when we get the chance to worship, worship Him. Praise Him. Amen? We need to stay shining. We need the oil to keep the fire burning. It's time to shine again. Rise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. When we slack spiritually in our walk, in our diligence with God, the other side never slacks on. The enemy, he never slacks. He never takes it easy. He is fit. He got all his nourishment. His diet is on point. His fitness regime is on point. He is sharp. He is fit. And he is all out to keep you down, to bring you down, to come in and wreak havoc over your life. That is why we cannot afford, church, to let him diminish our light. Let him diminish the flame in our life. Amen. Be a light bearer. Be a light giver. Keep shining your light. Get your oil back. Get your fire back. It is your utmost priority. If we can nail this thing down, everything around us will change. You don't have to worry whether your children follow the Lord. You don't have to worry whether your boss will open doors for you or whatever. When we get this part right, your utmost priority, keep the fire in you burning, you will automatically shine. It's not going to take, okay, now is my time to shine. Turn on the flashlight. Now is my time to write. On the light. No need. You are always shining. I did an event a few months back and we are in the midst of setup. I just met this guy about half an hour, 1 hour before the event, and everybody was busy setting up. Suddenly he comes to me and he talks to me and he shares intimate details about his life. It's a stranger. I just met him. All the struggles he's going through, all the hard things he's going through, he shares with me in the middle of my event, and I don't know what to say. All I did was, I just said, bro, for me, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. Can I just pray for you now? I laid my hand and I prayed for him. In the middle of the setup, everybody was there, don't care, never mind, did it. Shock, right? I also got a shock of myself, but that is shining a light. He didn't, okay, now I accept Christ. I want to accept Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Started to cry. Nothing like that happened. He just, okay, walk off and all that. Later he tells me, actually his parents are Christians, but he's not a Christian. So my job is what? Shine the light. Be a lighthouse, that's all. Later he accept Christ, you don't accept Christ, not my problem. My job is to shine the light. And this has not happened once. It's happened a few times. Different individuals at the gym come and talk to me, start to share with me all their problems, all their issues, what they're going through, intimate stuff. So what do I do? I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I believe He can help you. I pray for you. That's all I can do. We have to get it into our heads. Hey, you are not a mighty evangelist. You are not a counselor. You're not a life coach, unless you're working as a life coach. You're not a stand-up comedian. Just make a joke, and then they laugh. Everything is okay. No, but you are a lighthouse. That is what you are. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. Our job is to bring light into their lives. I don't know how to witness to you right now or what, but I can tell you about Jesus. He's the hope bringer. Amen. Amen. Just be a lighthouse. When people share their problems with you, their hurts, their disappointments, their fear of the future, be a lighthouse first. Be a lighthouse first. Just point them in the right direction. You don't know what to say. Hey, come to church. Why don't you come to church with me? I don't know what to say. I don't know how to counsel you. I'm not a counselor, but I can invite you to church. I can pray for you. Shine the light. Bring the light, the real light into their life. Amen? Amen. Years ago, I did this event at Zouk. Zouk is a club, a nightclub. This was the old Zouk. Now it's a new place. This was the old Zouk. At one time, it was the place to be, okay? And I was doing this launch for a BlackBerry phone. Who used BlackBerry last time? So you know how old this was, how long time ago this was. BlackBerry phone launch, you know, in this club. And the thing about this club is, at night, it's very nice. Nice, luxurious chairs everywhere. Nice, the place smells nice, you feel nice. Got music, got lights, everything is a happening place. But I went in the morning to set up. In the morning, all the lights are on. And when all the lights are on, you can see all the filth, all the rubbish. It's a dirty place, disgusting. All the sofa, nice luxury sofa, all when the lights are on, dirty, full of stain. You don't know what people vomit there or drop drinks there. It's dirty and it's smelly. My equipment after that, it stink for a few months after the event. Can you imagine? But at night, people will be lying on the couch, so happy. My staff tell me, hey, this place, I'll be nicely lying down, you know, so thorough, so dirty. You don't even want to sit on it. This is what happens when the lights are turned on. When you shine the light, so dirty, so disgusting. It's so uncomfortable. I want to get rid of this thing. I don't even want to be here. When the light comes on, you see the importance of light tonight. Amen. Go to the club. I was joking with the pre-service team. I say, if you see one girl in the club, all the lights all off, very nice looking, all this thing, and then you take her out to the mama outside there, where there's bright fluorescent light, you're going to see she looks very different in the club. The makeup actually is one instinct. The face different color, neck different color, hand different color. You look closely, you might even see an Adam's apple. I don't know. Depends where you went. When the lights are on, when the lights are on, everything is exposed. Stop more nightclub stories since you're like all that. Years ago, I had another friend. This guy is not from here, it's a different country. He's a pastor's son. This guy tells me, hey, Jonathan, I like to go to the nightclub to do ministry. Look at him. Nightclub to do ministry. I go there, you know, I do ministry. Sipping his drink, looking at me and saying that. I'm like, yeah, right. Why you want to be a lighthouse in the nightclub? The lighthouse is needed where there are dangerous rocks, where people are going to crash. You go in the middle of a field somewhere, bright open, you go and on your lighthouse right there. It's like the police driving next to your car, shining the light. Hey, turn off your phone. No looking at phone. In the nightclub, want to shine. It's an excuse. Say, you want to party. Don't say you want to go to the club to do ministry. Hello, I know you're born. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. They want to go to the club, say you want to go to the club. Ministry starts at home. Minister your wife, your children, your family, your unsafe loved ones. That's where your light starts shining first. Practice in your home ground. Amen. That's where we need to shine. Everywhere we go, we can shine. Like the guy I spoke to was, one was at the gym, one was at the event. Even the Bangladeshi workers in the Shell station near my house, down the road, right? I treat them so nice. One day I walk in, the guy say, boss, I make you coffee. You know, they have, Shell station has Costa coffee. Yeah, make me a coffee. How nice is that? I didn't be nice to them to get free coffee. I be nice to them because I'm trying to just shine the light. That is what we're called to do. Be nice. Show kindness. Now I can tell people I got expat friends who are working in oil and gas in the Shell station down the road. You don't understand, I might ask your wife, what does it mean? Our late Uncle Sam Daniel, he was doing ministry. He's very quiet in church, but he was doing prison ministry for so many years. So many years, sowing into them, witnessing to them. How many people accepted Christ because of him? That is shining the light in prison. And at least he had a captive audience. But umtis. Okay, that's a bad joke. Today, Pastor David not around. Pastor Laifa not around. Pastor Stefan not around. Apa lagi? Enjoy lah. Okay. Be a lighthouse. Be a lighthouse. A light brings clarity to the right pathway God has for them. When you shine your light, you set people free. I couldn't see. I was in the dark. I was lost. And now I see. I didn't know my situation. Actually, so simple. One conversation with you, suddenly I got clarity. Suddenly I can see what to do. When you shine, you give people hope. Our hope is not based on an idea. It's not based on positive thinking. You just be positive and everything will work out. No, our hope is based on a person. Amen. God incarnated in the flesh, Jesus Christ. Positive thinking and all that comes as a byproduct of having Jesus first. How come you're so positive and your situation is so bad? You're going through such a tough time, but still you're so positive. How come? How come you're still so strong after a devastating loss? How come? How come you're battling a disease, a terminal disease, yet you're so positive? I see you smiling, going about life, living your life to the fullest. How come? That is shining your light. Amen. That is showing the world there's hope. There is hope. We're showing the world our hope is not in the government or in politics. Our hope is in Jesus. Jesus alone. When people that you love fail you, when people that you put so much trust in walk out on you, betray you, there is one who will never fail. When you do that, that is hope. When you're sinking into despair, into hopelessness, there is one who will pull you up and lift you out. That is hope. That is sharing hope. Our job is bring the light, bring the hope, bring the peace. If we are negative, gossiping, putting people down, is that shining a light, man? No. It's diminishing the light, diminishing the flame, dampening the fire. When we are positive, we're taking the high road, even when it's hard. Amen. Let your light shine before men that they might see. They might see. But Jonathan, I've been praying so long for my loved ones. I've been praying for certain things to change. I still do not see it. Nothing in my life has changed yet. How come? Okay, a man was speaking to God and he asked God, God, is it true that for you 10,000 years is like a minute? God said, yes, that's true. And is it true that to you $1 million is like 10 cents? God said, well, it's true. So the man said, okay, God, if that's the case, can you give me 10 cents? So God said, sure, in a minute. Okay, let's not do that again. 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3, let's go. But you must not forget this one, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. And 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you take hope in this? He's not slow as we think. He's slow because He's waiting for you to repent. He's waiting for you to change. He's waiting for your loved ones to repent. He is not slow. At the right time, things will change because He does not want anyone to be destroyed. Amen. He wants everyone to repent. He's not slow. How good is our God? Musicians can come up now. Sometimes the things when you're praying for is taking too long. And I'm doing my best. I'm keeping the fire burning. I'm trying to shine for God. I'm trying to do my best for God. But I don't see the answer. His delay is because of His goodness. His delay is His grace, allowing us to get ready, allowing us to repent first, get the things done in your life, deal with the issues before the answer comes. Because when the blessing comes and we're not ready, it could destroy us. It could destroy us. It is His grace in the delay. And God does not want anyone to be destroyed. Hallelujah. He does not want anyone to be destroyed. He wants to bless us. He wants to fully restore us. He wants to give you many chances to repent. Give us time before it's too late to repent. We need to change our thinking. Don't think He is slow. Don't think He's taking too long. Be patient. Be faithful. Keep putting Him first. Amen. He has the right doors for you. He has the right people to come into your life, the right opportunities for you. He's got healing with your name on it. So what do we do while we wait? We shine. we shine for Him. Amen. Amen. Come, let's stand up. Let's worship together.